This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. Welcome to Gervy's Law. I am Alan Gervy. I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, as you just heard. And I'm here today, this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, depending on where you're at, to be the managing partner of your life. And I'm here with my beautiful co-host, and I'm thankful during this Thanksgiving weekend that she is my co-host. It's Carrie Kasem in the flesh,
yes.
And I just took a picture of you, Carrie.
We're not using that. We're going to use this one. I'm going to Instagram it.
I don't want to Instagram it. I just took a beautiful picture. The lighting wasn't great, but I took a picture because you were throwing up your arms when they introduced you, and the fans were screaming.
Screaming like crazy. And I'm putting this pretty picture up before you get a chance to put the hideous one up.
Yeah, I know. You're quicker than I am. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Did you have a good one?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I watched the Vikings. That's all that matters.
That's it.
But I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, yeah. So it has been a great week, and so much has happened.
So much. I mean, just the news coming
out. Yeah, it's
crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think a lot of people have a lot to be thankful for because they're just getting skewered in the news.
Well, I think a lot of us do. But then, yeah, you look at the media and there's some, I'm sure they didn't have a great Thanksgiving. And then, you know, it's too bad what's going on. And you know what? I guess, you know what? I don't even want to say that. It's too bad that this is coming out. And what has happened, but I'm glad it's coming out. And I'm glad
what's
things are changing.
Out?
All the sexual harassment claims and finally calling people on their attitude and the way they do things and how they treat women.
But it's taken on a new dimension now.
It has.
It's not about sexual harassment anymore. It's what side of the political perspective spectrum you are on. I mean, poor KABC host Leanne Tweeden. She is really getting criticized for coming out against Al Franken.
Yeah.
And is it just because Al Franken is a hero to many on the liberal left side?
You know, I don't know. And I don't think it should be political. And I think that, you know, that takes away from what's really going on. It's not,
but
look,
we don't know
sure.
what's really going on. Everyone just gets into the rhetoric, gets into hyperbole. They don't understand. You know, as a lawyer, we look at evidence. We don't know a lot of the evidence. Yeah, there's one picture here. There's another one here. There's a story here. There's all kinds of this kind of whispering going on.
But I'm glad it's out there. I'm
Why?
Glad it's coming out.
Why?
Because men and women who do this has got to stop.
Yes.
This has got to stop. And so, you know, I'm glad
it's not
that it's coming
stop.
Out.
Stop.
I think a lot of it will
it's
because
human-
now women won't be so afraid of getting fired or blacklisted.
Yes, they will. They will. It's going on all over the place. It's about power. It's about being cocky. It's about these nerdy guys who could never get these beautiful women going after them because they're powerful. It's always going to exist. So why make it a political issue? Why am I reading so many of my liberal friends who are saying, you know, oh, Leanne, she just wanted to get back. She's in a conspiracy with Fox and she really didn't do too much. He didn't do too much. He just kind of took a picture. He's a comedian, so it's funny. Maybe so, but why are we playing this out in the media?
Well, I mean, I know why we're playing it out in the media. I just don't like that what you're saying, why they're making it a political thing. It's not. It's about ethics and human behavior. And I think there's a lot that needs to stop and be curbed. And I think it will by so many women coming out. I know you don't. I think it will. I think it's going to change things, especially in the entertainment industry. I truly do. Where women have had to suffer this for so long.
You know, I'll tell you, when we started the show many years ago, I really wanted to model it after Charlie Rose because I thought we could have these one-on-one conversations, not Charlie Rose, the newscaster, but the interviewer, where he sits and gets into his microphone and he looks at the interviewee and asks these poignant questions. I wanted to be Charlie Rose. I don't want to be Charlie Rose anymore.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to be Charlie Rose right now.
Wow. How come people can't keep their clothes on? You know, Carrie, I'm telling you, I'm here right now. I don't feel like walking naked in front of you. I'm not sure why.
Well,
are
thank
these,
you. Thank
why,
you.
And of course, it's alleged. Why is Harvey Weinstein, Charlie Rosen, and all these people, why do they have to do it? Keep your clothes on.
I don't know. Maybe they think that they can get away with it. Or maybe they're, to me, it's just your morals and your ethics. That's what it is. And you they're either at a high point or the low point, or you sometimes have them and you sometimes don't. Or, you know, you take advantage of people that you think won't say anything. That's all it is to me. It's not Republican.
It's power. It's
not
nerdy. It's,
you know,
nerdy guys.
It's not about politics. Yes.
It's nerdy guys who could never get them. These girls, but for the fact they're famous and they want to utilize it. It is morals. It's how you're brought up.
It
we
is.
Need to look at the education and teach our people. Don't be so insecure about who you are. Have some security,
yes.
Even if you are a nerd and you couldn't be a powerful person like Harvey Weinstein or Charlie Rose.
But there's
Rose
so
or,
many nerds out there. I mean, like, I don't even want to say nerds, but really intelligent, great people. You know, there's so many people out there that live normal lives,
and
that don't do this to women, that are billionaires.
And what about the women? I mean, if it was just a nerdy guy who didn't have any power, they'd slap him across the face and kick him in the balls. But they don't do it because they're in this world, too, of, oh, what can he do for me? Come on.
I think
both
there definitely
sides
some women
need
to
give their head a shake.
Sure. Yeah. And I've actually had women say things like that to me, where they, you know, what can I do to get ahead? What would I do? And you know what? Absolutely. It goes on both sides. It does. But I'm glad that the women who have had to go through that are now speaking up. I do. I'm
well,
glad.
I hope they're being honest, because it would really be crazy to ruin someone's career. And all these guys are coming out with these apologies like, oh, I'm so sorry for what I did. First of all, why are they admitting it? Don't they watch the movies in law? Never admit anything.
Ellen,
why are you admitting
it's
it?
It's great that these people are,
yeah.
What do you mean not admit it? Wait, so they're supposed to get caught and then admit it?
No, they tell a story. They say, you know what, like we do in court and evidence, we put it together. Let's see what the circumstances were. Don't be bleeding heart. So then all the other women are like, oh, he's making me melt with his apology.
I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard that one.
Oh,
at
yeah.
All.
Al yeah. Franken. He got women. He's really in line to take some more pictures now.
Well, I know SNL, you heard what they did. They, you know, got together all the female cast and writers, producers got together and signed. And it was like 20 or 30 signatures, signed something saying that they have worked with him for years and years, stating that they've never seen any of that behavior.
Oh.
And they were always treated with respect. And there was a lot of backlash from that.
Yeah,
a lot of backlash.
You're always going to find people who are going to say this person is wonderful. I mean, Charlie Manson died. I bet there's some people who are sad about that. Not many, but maybe some. LeVar Ball was on CNN talking about Trump, and, you know, that was exciting. LeVar, the friend of the show who came on our show, and he actually said, he accused me of being the best media person for him. I'm the only one that didn't go after him, and he told me how intelligent I am. I can't believe it. LeVar Ball told me how intelligent right here on Gervie's Law, and I gotta feel good about it, because, you know, he's gone toe-to-toe with so many people, and apparently he's gonna be going toe-to-toe with Trump at some point. I'm not sure how that's all gonna go down, but we'll have LeVar back on the show, because
I have to
he
listen
promised
to that interview
us.
Again. I remember that, and you were very happy when he said that to you.
Well, I wasn't very happy, but I think I recognized his intelligence and his brilliance when he said that to me.
Yeah.
That was something that I cherish, and forever and ever I will always remember. You know, I don't want to get too emotional right now. It is Thanksgiving weekend. We have a great show today. We have an amazing show, actually, because we're the only show in the world that is going to have Potsy and Tootie on the same show within 6 weeks.
You're hilarious.
6 weeks ago, Potsy was here. Now we got Tootie. Potsy and Tootie.
I mean, I grew up with both of them, Anson and Kim Fields. So it's very cool, I think.
Yes.
We've had many actors from the 80s and 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Your
so.
Favorite interview?
Oh, let's not go there.
The Brat Pack?
Let's not go
Anthony
there.
Anthony Michael Hall. Folks, Carrie is in love with Anthony
no,
Michael
that's,
Hall.
No, that's, yeah, that's, I love how you always give, look, he was the nicest guy. Nicest guy,
and
but he wouldn't answer any of our questions at all.
This is a law show, a legal show. We have some of the luminaries of the legal arena here. We've had some of the best. And today, we're going to continue that trend with Tootie. We
do. It's Kim Fields.
We have Kim Fields on, and she is really incredible. She just wrote a book called Blessed Life, My Surprising Journey of Joys, Tears, and Tales from Harlem to Hollywood. It really is a really great autobiography. She has a movie coming out tonight on Lifetime. She's busier than all of us put together.
She is, and she was a housewife.
A real housewife, yes, of Atlanta. And, you know, I think at that time they called her Tootie and Fruity when they talked about her husband.
That's horrible.
Terrible. And I think she made a mistake going on that show. She'll probably admit to it. But her tell-all book talks all about it and says everything that she had, Dancing with the Stars. And of course, the movie tonight is called Wrapped Up in Christmas. Mm-hmm. It premieres on Lifetime, and it's a feel-good movie. So we're excited to have Kim Fields with us today. Also, you're excited because we have Eric Nelson on the show.
I am very excited because this is stuff I'm super into, and I love conspiracy stuff. I love reading about it. I was a conspiracy nut. I'm not anymore, but this really is interesting.
So tell the folks the story.
So it's Gray State. It's about a man who he was, you know, in the armed services, and he gets out and he decides he's going to kind of talk about what's really going on behind the scenes and shed some light on the conspiracies and the government conspiracies. And kind of along the way, it looks like he's kind of losing his mind. But at the end of this, he dies. And there's all.
Well, of course, they say he committed suicide. 29 years old, David Crowley in Minneapolis commits suicide, kills his wife, kills his 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And now there are folks that say that the government murdered them all to get rid of him because the Gray State movie was going to come out and expose the conspiracy of the government. But instead, Eric Nelson now puts together this documentary called A Gray State based on David Crowley's work and all his footage. We will be talking to Eric later on the show. Next, we have Kim Fields. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy your Thanksgiving Day weekend. And also, don't forget, come back after this message.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. Right now, get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That means 30 cards start at less than $12. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through with every card you send. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter the promo code RADIO to get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code RADIO.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California.
I am the smartest man alive!
Talk Radio 790 KADC.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing now.
you know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
Yes! Where's the Gerby's Law theme? What's this all about? We are doing a legal show here, and all of a sudden I'm hearing the facts of life. I thought I was going to hear the Gerby's Law intro.
Nope. This is all you get.
This is it. Well, yes, it was one of my favorite shows.
Me too.
Facts of life. You know, when I was young, a good friend of my family, Howard Leeds, was actually the creator and developer of Facts of Life. He came from Different Strokes, and they developed Facts of Life. And so I was fortunate enough to be on the set. And that was great. And then later on in life, I went to school with Felice Schachter, who was on the original Facts of Life at Brown University. She was a hockey bum. She loved us hockey players from Canada. And I had a chance to, you know, get to know her.
You didn't tell me any of this, by the way.
Well, that's because we've never had Kim Fields on the show. So why would I tell you?
But we were talking about this before we were on air.
And Kim Fields, of course, was born on the greatest day ever, May 12th. My birthday. And it is just wonderful to welcome Kim Fields to Gerby's Law.
Thank you so much. My gosh, how many degrees of separation?
I know.
Like one or two.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I feel like I know you. Do you remember Howard Leeds, by the way?
Of course. As soon as you said Howard's name, I was like, oh, wow. Of course I remember Howard.
Wow.
So he's from my hometown in Winnipeg, Canada, and his cousin was very close with my father. And when I came to L.A., he took care of me, and I was able to go to the set of the Brady Bunch, first of all, when he did the Brady Bunch and Different Strokes. And then, of course, Facts of Life. He unfortunately passed away. I don't know, Kim, if you know that. He passed away in February.
I did hear that, yes. I was sorry to hear that.
And he was instrumental in getting your show, Facts of Life, going.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
and then, of course, and Felice, have you seen Felice lately? Or
I have not seen Felice lately, but I do know that she went to Brown and she loved her college years there. And, you know, it's still just a beautiful soul inside and out. So
that's for sure.
Yeah, so for you to cross paths with her, you cross paths with an angel, definitely.
Aww. Very nice. And she loved her hockey. Now, you went to Pepperdine, and I actually spent some time at Pepperdine, too. I went to the law school there for a year just for the fun of it.
Oh, it's a beautiful law school. Well, the whole campus is just gorgeous. But yeah, the law school was great. I remember when I had my comm law classes up there while I was doing my undergrad work, we had to go up there. And plus, we just had, you know, had friends that went to law school there. But it's a great, great law school.
So you sound like you've just had a blessed life. Blessed life, My Surprising Journey of Joy, Tears, and Tales from Harlem to Hollywood is the book autobiography just released. And I'll tell you, It all hasn't been as good as you make it out to be, but you have an amazing attitude. How do you put this all in perspective?
Well, one, I mean, just looking through the lens of, okay, take a minute and realize how good God has been. Realize that, you know, I mean, it's funny, the irony of being on a show with such a iconic theme song that says you take the good, you take the bad. I mean, because that's really what you have to do. And through it all, realize, you know what, I have my health, I have my family, my sanity, I'm still working. And look at all the work that I've been blessed to do. Look at all the wonderful people I've been blessed to meet. Look at all the life lessons I've had to learn, good, bad, or otherwise. And hey, I'm still okay by the grace, you know. And so that's kind of the perspective that I approach this with my amazing ghostwriter, Todd Gold, and really wanting to share as much as I could, because I felt that even though people feel I'm not a stranger and they've known me or known of me since I was 7, there's still a lot that we haven't talked about, a lot that I haven't shared, a lot that, because I'm insanely private, I just felt like, you know what, now is a good time to talk about some stuff.
But, you know, isn't it difficult when you sit down and you're putting this book together, you're exposing yourself, so to speak, and you just tell the truth? You could have avoided, you know, you talk about your breast reductions, you talk about, you know, your good friend David Green, who unfortunately passed away, car accident. Talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, of course, and the reality of the show. Mm-hmm. Why did you go there? Why didn't you just kind of pass over some of the stuff that could be considered negative or could be considered something that wasn't exactly a highlight of life?
Because I was still going through it, and the best part about it is I'm on the other side. to be able to talk about it. And none of it killed me. None of it killed my spirit, my joy. None of it killed my sanity. None of it killed my ability to work. And I feel like there has to be a reason why you go through certain things, you know, good and bad. And I'm a believer that for me, going through so many different things and being able to share it and be transparent, that's a part of my service. And a part of, when I say my service, in terms of having a servant heart, in terms of feeling like I have a platform for a reason. And so if I can share these things so that somebody else feels like, wow, I went through that too, I'm not alone, or yeah, I'm in the throes of going through something like this.
Wait a second, I went through that too. How many people went through what you went through on The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I was about to ask that. I'm literally sitting here going, I've got to ask this question.
I love how she says, Kim, it's great, and it is motivational. But
yeah, well, the details may be different, and I even say this in the book. The details of our journeys may be different, but there are still more similarities than differences. So, for example, you may still have coworkers that you have to figure out how to coexist with. You may still have neighbors that you have to figure out how to coexist with and deal with conflict resolution, or be in a social environment where it may not be your thing, but you can still be yourself. And even glean something from the social adventure or the opportunity that comes from being in that environment.
Kim, this is Carrie Kasem. Mm-hmm. I just have to say, I grew up with you. Loved your show. Loved your work. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine.
You know, good, bad, you're talking about advice, you know, things. Okay, advice about if somebody came to you and said, I've just been asked or I want to sign up for a reality show. What would you say?
Well, I've been asked that a lot lately, of course. And the thing that I have been saying is, one, understand first and foremost the commitment. What is the actual schedule? What is it that you're signing on for in terms of you're exposing your time, your household, your, you know, members of your family potentially? If you are working and doing other things, realize, you know, what position those things will then fall into if you go into that realm. And for us, that was, you know, kind of the main thing. Other than that, do you, boo-boo, just like I say, that's the name of the chapter. Chapter, I think it's 21, hashtag true to myself.
So no regrets, though. No regrets about doing
reality. I'm not a regrets person.
Yeah.
I'm really not. So out of the 40-year career, I don't have any regrets about any of it. And I'm grateful for that.
When we look at it, and, you know, of course, this is a legal show. We try to bring in some legal issues here. Are you concerned at all about being sued or suing someone? Because a lot that goes on, obviously, you sign all the waivers when you go on a show like The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And there were some things that were said about you, about your family, about your husband, that, you know, you might want to think, I'm going to sue this person, Kendra, or whatever her name is, and she's talking about...
Here's the real deal, because I'm certainly not going to spend a whole bunch of time talking about one aspect of a 40-year career. At the end of the day, no, I'm not concerned about being sued, and I certainly have no desire to sue anyone. And it isn't just waivers that you sign dealing with a reality series. When you go to work at certain studios, you have to sign waivers, you have to sign non-disclosures, and all sorts of things. I'm an industry vet, so I certainly know how to be able to share what my perspective and my testimony is in a manner that still regards and acknowledges and honors any contract that I've been a part of.
What was the toughest part of writing Blessed Life for you? Because, you know, you're so open about things, and I think people really will enjoy it. And by the way, it came out November 14th. You can get your copy now, Amazon or whoever you buy your books, but it's really an uplifting and open expose of you. But there must have been something tough for you.
Well, sure. I mean, anytime you're revisiting difficult and challenging moments in your life, whether they are a distant memory or a recent memory or experience. So dealing with things like you mentioned, the tragic death of my friend David Green in a car crash that I was in. Certainly, you know, revisiting the first marriage ending in divorce. And, you know, when the wheels started to come off and things started feeling like, you know, I was derailing. those types of moments are difficult. And I also did the narration of my audiobook. And so there are times when you actually hear me, you know, have some, you hear the things that are tough for me to
the emotion.
Go through. The emotion, sure. And that isn't, manufactured. It isn't, oh, she's an actress. And so, no, I was Kim telling my story and reading my words out loud for the first time.
But I think also people appreciate Kim, the good parts, because I don't want to focus too much on some of the hard parts. You know, when you talk about meeting Janet Jackson and having that relationship with Janet Jackson, or meeting Michael Jackson, or you know, all these good, exciting things that most of us never had a chance to experience. That's gotta bring back great memories.
It does, but here's the beautiful part about it too, sweetie, is the fact that I went to Burbank High School and I had a glorious time managing the baseball team and being a senior in high school and running for student body and starting Custodians Week at my high school to acknowledge them. So there are things that are part of my makeup that just because I was, you know, I was a child star then a former child star, again, there are some details that we all totally have in common, you know, being at graduation for high school and college and my college experience. I mean, you know, those are things where I made sure that, and my family made sure that I still had a regular experience and really, really got to experience so much of the wonderful sides of a quote unquote regular life, if
you will. And a lot of child stars don't have those experiences, and you have to be congratulated for obviously staying well grounded, avoiding those pitfalls, and being able to write a book like this without having to talk about some of the real life negatives that most people who are child stars deal with. We want to talk after the break about Wrapped Up in Christmas, the premiere of the Lifetime movie tonight. We got to take a quick break, Kim. We'll be back right here on Gurry's Law after this message.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cummins. A motorist tried to drive his vehicle into President Trump's motorcade today in Florida, where the president is spending the holiday weekend. Correspondent Boris Sanchez.
On the way back to Mar-a-Lago from the Trump International Golf Course, apparently a man in a red van tried to cut into the motorcade. The pool report is that the man was immediately pulled over. He was prevented from cutting in. As he was being apprehended, he made several obscene gestures and screamed several expletives.
Border Patrol agent Rogelio Martinez, whose death is under investigation, has been laid to rest in El Paso. He and a seriously injured partner were found a week ago in a culvert 30 miles from the Mexican border and 110 miles southeast of El Paso. KABC SoCal weather, mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon, with highs from the lower to mid-70s at the beaches to the lower 80s inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Oh, there's no place like Norm's for the holidays. Get $10 in free bonus cards when you purchase $50 in Norm's gift cards. Celebrate with two buttermilk hotcakes topped with your choice of strawberries, blueberries, or cinnamon spiced apples. Served with two eggs, bacon, sausage, and hash browns, starting at just $7.99 for a limited time only. Morning, noon, or night, our breakfast makes you feel merry and bright. It's the Norm. Norm'sRestaurants.com, open 24/7.
Ha 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 ha!
The season of gratitude is upon us. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Thanksgiving means spending time with family and friends, whether the gathering is at your house or not. Don't let that water heater make a turkey out of you. Call the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Yep, even on holidays. So if your pipes get stuffed, they're the ones to trust. Save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
Hey, this is Mike Catherwood. When you need to know what's going on,
what's happening,
count on 790 KABC AM.
Not fake news.
We have news, weather, and traffic 24/7, and personalities like Dr. Drew, Leanne Tweeden, and Jillian Barbary for insight. News is always breaking. 790 KABC
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790 KABC.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
You know, Carrie, yeah. I complain about too much music and then I get no music. Yeah. I can't win with the music.
It's good.
You like this?
I'm bobbing my head to it.
We are talking to Kim Fields. I'm Alan Gervie.
You're rocking it out.
You're rocking
exactly.
It out.
Exactly.
Kim, are you in Atlanta right now?
I am.
I am.
I'm just returned from St. Lucia, New York, and LA.
What was in St. Lucia?
Well, beauty.
Party time.
Well, that's for sure.
But I was there at the island, and some of their featured and premier resorts was very gracious in kicking off my book tour with a pre-release event weekend. And so myself, Angela Simmons, Chinoa Maxwell, and Kaya Wright, we went down, the celebs and I, and had just this really wonderful, wonderful time of excursions and hanging out. And then we had the pre-release event where I did some book signings and read a few excerpts and talked about kind of the behind the scenes of the book.
And the book is called Blessed Life, My Surprising mm-hmm. Journey of Joy, Tears, and Tales from Harlem to Hollywood. And the movie that you are in is coming out tonight called Wrapped Up in Christmas. Tell us a little bit about the movie, Kim.
It's a wonderful rom-com. I was so excited to be a part of this film, this romantic comedy starring Tatiana Ali, myself, Jasmine Guy, and a slew of some of your pop culture TV favorites and icons. And basically, you know, it's kind of the beautiful formula of the single girl who's looking for love, who can't find love, and then when it, you know, creeps up on her, it's not what she expects and how she expects it. And so she ignores it, you know, and does everything she can not to fall in love, if you will. And at the same time, honor so much of what her career has got her doing, even though it makes her horribly miserable, and especially during the holidays.
I am so excited about it, I have to tell you, because I love rom-coms. They're my most favorite.
Yes.
I love Jasmine Guy. I love you. It's like everybody
Thank
that I kind of grew up with. Yeah, so I'm very excited to see it. Yes, and besides this on tonight, what's next for you, acting-wise? What are you doing?
Well, I'm also starring in a British comedy for Sky One called Living the Dream. And it's a wonderful, wonderful project I'm so blessed to be a part of. And so that airs across the pond on Sky One. And so we are they're kind of a little more than halfway through with season one. And so that's really exciting. And then we've got a couple of new things that we're working on as well. If I tell you, I have to kill you.
Well, we don't want that. With the movie Wrapped Up in Christmas, what role do you play? Because there's so many people who we are familiar with, and it's a really interesting story. But people want to know, Kim Fields, who's no longer, you know, on roller skates and 8 years old, what kind of grown-up part in this movie are you playing?
Well, in this movie, I'm a grown-up.
I hope so.
Playing Tatiana Ali's sister. Who is, you know, at times trying to offer her sage wisdom, at times trying to be matchmaker, but really just, you know, that loving sister that just really wants the best for her sibling.
Now, that's a long way from doing a Mrs. Butterworth's commercial, which started it all. When you look across the board in all these years, and it's in your book, and, you know, with all of your movies, TV, directing, of course, what stands out when you look back now as a highlight from this crazy business, the entertainment business?
Sure. Well, certainly, you know, being labeled a pop culture icon between Facts of Life and Living Single and playing very what would come to be iconic characters. When you're in it, you certainly don't know. You just go into work every day. And so to see the impact that those characters and those shows continue to have is really quite wonderful. Just this fall, I was starring in a feature film called A Question of Faith. And so that stands out because of the type of work I was able to do. Very, very, you know, dramatic role in that. And really just anything that challenged me. Of course, Dancing with the Stars. Of course, Battle of the Network Stars. I mean, anything that has taken me out of my comfort zone as a person, as a performer, as an actor. I mean, you know, I mean, think about the things that you guys have worked on, legally speaking, and then, you know, after a while, it's like, okay, all the kids, everything kind of looks the same. But then when you're able to really do something that you can really sink your teeth into, it feels amazing.
But, you know, it's amazing what you're saying, because you're really giving a juxtaposition. When we think about our own lives, we really want to respect what we've done in the past, but look forward to doing a diverse type of activity in the future and the present. And so many people, you know, say, oh, I don't want to be associated with Tootie, and I don't come up to me and sing the Facts of Life, and don't say, you know, you're in trouble to me one more time. You know, so, but you're embracing that, but at the same time, know that you can go and get kicked off of Dancing with the Stars with Von Miller, one of the greatest Super Bowl performers for the Denver Broncos in 2016, finishing eighth place. And then you can do a movie like A Question of Faith, which is something so different from all of these other ventures. And of course, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's very different. So.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's, when you're designing a career, baby, that's what you do. You got to keep it pushing, and you got to keep folks on their toes, including yourself. Why on earth would I want to do the same thing? And so while I love the fact, and like you even said, yeah, sure, I can embrace the fact that Facts of Life or Living Single or some of my characters are indelible. I get that, and I'm very grateful for that, but I appreciate more so that not one fan, not one media outlet, not one producer, no one makes those things my destination.
Right.
Those are all stops on the journey. And so when I look back and I go, okay, wow, here's the first 40. Oh, my goodness, Lord, thank you. How amazing. It's mind-blowing. It really is. And then I go, okay, so what's next? What's the next 40? How do we keep it pushing? How do we challenge ourselves? How do we get better and do more?
Is there something, that's what I'm going to ask you, the next 40, is there something that you haven't done in your life, I'm sure there is, that you want to do or you know you're going to do, something that's completely different than what you're doing now?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, just recently, some of the dramatic work I've done, the dancing that, you know, opened up a whole new world.
Sure.
And no, you didn't say get kicked off. You could have found a lot better words. I'm going to have to work with you on that.
Yeah, thank you. Please, there's some words he needs to change, Kim.
Certainly, you want to be able to you know, keep pushing the envelope. And right now we're in such a creative space, culturally speaking, where there's no more envelope.
Right.
You know, now you just push it.
And you know, you're laughing and you're having fun. And I got to congratulate you for something, because I know recently you were asked a question, and we've talked about this on our show many times from the legal perspective, about sexual assault claims in Hollywood. And your response was so positive. You know, it's so refreshing to hear someone talk about the positive relationships that you've had and the support you've had from your village and everything that you talk about. You don't go down to the level of so many Hollywood people when they start focusing on negatives.
Well, I mean, I certainly have had my negative moments and my challenging moments, my tragedies, my pain, and you know, I certainly I don't shy away from those in my book and in my reliving and retelling. But at the same time, just like, you know, with the characters I play, I cannot make those my destination. Those were important stops, incredibly important stops on the journey, that I had to have. But at the end of the day, I can't make that for me, you know, and I realize that not everybody is wired like me.
Right.
But I certainly can't live in a negative space because I don't want to be a cynical person. I've got too much to be thankful for. I've got two boys to raise with my amazing husband to be able to say, no, this is the lens that we're going to show you life through.
Yeah.
That's not fair to them. And, you know, certainly not to the people who have poured so much into me personally and professionally, to make sure that so much of that was not my, what I hold on to, my anchor.
Yeah, and that's so important. I'm so glad you were able to bring that out. We have to close it here, but, you know, if you look into the book, Blessed Life, My Surprising Journey of Joys, Tears, Tales from Harlan to Hollywood by Kim Fields, you're going to learn more about Kim, and it's that positive attitude, the motivation, that it really does extend into our families. You know, I have two little kids. I know yours are, one's older than mine, one's about the same age, and it's so important to bring these positive impressions on your family, your friends, and everyone else, and that's what this book does. You can get it on Amazon or watch Kim tonight on the movie on Lifetime called
Wrapped Up in Christmas.
It's a rom-com, and I'm watching it. You want to come over and grab some popcorn?
Maybe. I'm so wrapped up in Thanksgiving, I forgot to get wrapped up in Christmas. Kim Fields, thank you so much for being on Gervie's Law. You're a delight.
Thank you so much. The same to you guys. Have a wonderful and blessed holiday season.
You too. All right, thanks.
Bye.
We got to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Eric Nelson right after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday's over, but not at Ace, where you can get big savings all weekend. Get up to 50% off select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save $10 on your purchase of $50 or more. This weekend only at your neighborhood Ace.
Coupon valid on November 25th and 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members at participating stores.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, I think this is our new theme music.
I like it.
It is amazing.
I really like it.
You're listening to Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem. And we are going to welcome now to the show. We're changing it up a little bit from Kim Fields because this is more serious stuff. There was an amazing documentary that was released last night. It's called A Grace State, By director-producer Eric Nelson, with a little help from Werner Herzog, of course. And it is a fascinating story about David Crowley, who was found dead. Most people think he killed himself and his wife and five-year-old daughter, only 29 years old, as he was involved in a project. And some people, like Eric, probably think he was crazy. But then there's others who think that it was a government conspiracy to kill him because he was collecting all of this film to put together in a movie, Gray State, it was going to be called, and it was about the federal government and how they were going to, in his mind, end the country with the threatening the liberty of the people who live in this country. Eric Nelson, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Excellent summation, by the way.
Yes, that was very good.
And, you know, it's such an intriguing story to me, Eric, and I know that you kind of fell into it by accident, maybe on YouTube, looking at this story, but tell us exactly why you became fascinated, as I am, in this story.
Well, any director is sort of looking for a topic. You're always looking for something to do, and I read a news article a couple of days after the bodies were discovered, and they described, in almost the same words you just did, this guy and what he was doing. And when I went to YouTube to see what he was up to, I saw this amazing cache of material that said, A, this guy is a brilliant filmmaker, and B, he's covered and filmed everything. And I thought, there's something, if this is what he's putting up, what is he not putting up? And what can illuminate this story? Which I kind of knew from the moment I read it was going to be seized upon by what I call the conspiracy culture, because it was such an odd, insanely bizarre crime scene that, you know, that no one is going to just take this at face value. So I jumped right on it and started the process of getting the material under my umbrella.
Now, Eric, I read you're not really a conspiracy guy. Well, you don't believe that this is a conspiracy.
This particular one, it's my opinion, having gone through, you know, 23 terabytes of David's materials, his voice memos, everything on his laptop, I've come to the conclusion it's absolutely not a conspiracy in the classical sense of a conspiracy, where the government and the ninja black helicopter swept in to kill him. However, I think there's another conspiracy that he was the victim of, and that's the conspiracy of being alive in 21st century America, when you are addicted to these kinds of theories. You're addicted to what I call the selfie culture, where you can make a movie and be a YouTube star out of your basement. And he bought into all of these fantasies, and he thought he could grapple with them, and it crushed him, and he killed him and killed his family along with him. So he was the victim of a conspiracy, just not the one that he thought.
I did a podcast that dealt with conspiracies, the Red Pill podcast, for many, many years. And the people that listened were what you kind of described as, you're not going to change their mind. It doesn't matter how much you give them information on the other side, or you try and reason with them. They don't look at those things. And I thought, when I first heard about Gray State, I'm like, of course this guy was killed by the government. I mean, that's where my head went. I'm like, well, you know, if he's working to expose them, something got to have happened, right?
No, that's not where I went.
No, that's my thought. That's my thought. But then I started reading everything. I started looking at everything. And the guy looked like he was slowly going crazy. And when he kept his wife from her family, and they drove all the way from Texas to Minnesota to see them, and he wouldn't let her see them, I'm like, okay. I deal with isolation. I deal with this stuff all the time. And there is something wrong there. Something very wrong. And that's when it started to change my mind, that maybe this wasn't big conspiracy theory. This guy was just going nuts.
Well, and as someone says in the film, that it was a Sid and Nancy relationship between the couple. I mean,
right.
There's another overlapping area of crazy with his wife. All of it is this kind of strange kind of domestic abuse. There's no doubt that David Crowley, dare I use his name, had this kind of Manson-like hold on his family and on his friends to get them to make this movie. Yeah. He was definitely a benign Charles Manson, but he did have that kind of power over people. And cooped up in a small ranch house in Apple Valley in the dead of winter, looking at the walls, I've always called this film, it's Grizzly Man meets The Shining. It has that kind of strange death spiral of a filmmaker like Timothy Treadwell in Grizzly Man.
Which is one of my favorite documentaries ever made, just so you know. Like, I cannot tell you how much I love that film and that little fox, Timmy. Did you ever...
Timmy the fox.
Yes. Yeah. Did you ever find out what happened to that little fox?
Hopefully Timmy, or now, but it's been 12 years, yeah. So maybe baby Timmy is still up there gambling about. But Crowley was a charismatic guy who filmed his death spiral, which is what drew me to the material. Because when I discovered the material to Grizzly Man, I had the same sort of reaction, saying, there is a film here that must be made.
And, you know, Eric, you make such a great point, because it's not specific only to the Crowley situation. When you talk about the conspiracy, the bigger one about selfies and the technology and everything, do you believe that our society is really causing people to go crazy like David Crowley?
I think it's certainly an accelerant, you know, because the capacity to find like-minded true believers who believe whatever strange theory you do is an internet click away. The idea that you can post on YouTube anything you want and target your audience and have that kind of reinforcement. And who among us haven't put stuff up on Facebook and waited to see the likes, which gives us this endorphin rush. So when you get hooked on that, and you're unstable to begin with, as I said, it acts as an accelerant. And David Crowley, I really felt, was a core sample of American crazy. And it's a contemporary story that it speaks to what we're all going through to some degree. He tied in with Alec Jones, you know, as a marketing tool,
right.
And kind of bought into that thing. He was a vet who went to Iraq and came back emotionally crippled by the experience. He was a gun nut who loved playing with guns and casually immersed himself in the paintball video game, Black Hawk Down, popular culture that worships guns. All of these sort of fault lines that keep people up at night all sort of come together with David Crowley.
I've noticed that with these people that you're talking about, a lot of the conspiracy theorists who go too far, their whole lives are consumed. I dated a guy who was like always talking about the government's doing this, the government's doing that, and it consumed his entire life. And
it's a religion. It really is a religion, and you don't argue with people's religion, and nor should you. And I want to be clear.
Oh, and I got out of there. It was when we got pulled over, and he didn't have a license, and then he stated that he was like a citizen of the world. I'm not kidding you. And that he had all these laws memorized. They actually let us go, but I'm like, I'm out. I'm done at this point.
Wise move.
Yeah.
but you know, even as William Burroughs said, the paranoid's the guy who knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Or even paranoids have real enemies. You've heard that cliche.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing out the fact that the government is capable of a great evil. I can understand that what draws people to conspiracies when you want things to make sense of things that are inexplicable. You know,
and you're also searching. I mean, there's so many people are searching. When you go on the internet and you look at a gray state, so many people have opinions on your film, and so many people are giving, you know, the amateur, analysis of David Crowley and of you. You're the target.
Well, I'm happy to be there. You know, and the one key thing is none of them have actually seen the film yet. That's the part that amazes me. So we have. There's one, my favorite is an hour YouTube broadcast where the guys debate and take apart 5 reviews of the film, analyze the reviews of the film and how they're all wrong without the key thing of actually having seen the movie. So now that the movie's out there, I'm sure I'm going to be a pinata for a lot of this. And that's fine. I mean, but the film... If you notice, unlike Grizzly Man, which had Werner Herzog very clearly telling you what he thought and what he thinks of Timothy Treadwell and what he thinks of his filmmaking, I checked out as a narrator of this film. This is all in David Crowley's words. It's his footage. It's how David Crowley saw himself, annotated by his friends and family. So I'm just presenting what I found And believe me, if I had found a secret video that showed the ninja guys coming down the Christmas chimney and massacring the family, I would have loved to have put that in.
You know,
I don't have an opinion on this.
And it's great because everyone will have an opinion. It's really something when you can make people think. And, you know, I've thought a lot about it. And the film is now out, so everyone can see it. How can people see it, Eric? Because we have to close out in a minute.
Well, the good news is it's out on iTunes, so $3.99 rental, $14.99 purchase, and I would recommend the purchase, A, because, obviously, and secondly, because it's a film you kind of want to watch again and again.
To try and figure it out.
To try to figure it out, so it's probably a good investment. And it opens up theatrically at the Lemley on Friday for a wonderful run in down on Wilshire. And
awesome.
This is a film that's definitely best seen in the dark with a bunch of strangers. And people come out of that film, I've seen enough audiences, people kind of stagger out of the theater looking like they were hit in the head with a ball-peen hammer.
Well, I want that experience. The film is called A Gray State. He is Eric Nelson, the director, the producer. Don't miss it. Eric, thanks a lot for being with
thank
us
you.
Today on Gervie's Law.
And thank you for making awesome documentaries.
Well, thank you for getting out of that cult and being able to grace us with your drive time press.
The conspiracy cult, yes.
All right, and I want to thank everyone for listening today to Gervie's Law. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, and we will see you next week.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.